North Carolina lawmakers have reached a compromise with Governor Pat McCrory on how to revise the state's coal ash cleanup law. The new bill could let Duke Energy leave ash where it is instead of removing it at some plants. WFAE's David Borax reports.
3 weeks ago, Governor McCrory vetoed the legislature's last attempt to update the 2014 Coal Ash Management Act. He opposed plans to revive an independent commission to oversee cleanups. So lawmakers deleted that from this latest bill. Like the previous bill, this one guarantees new permanent water supplies to households near Duke Energy's coal ash basins, something plant neighbors like. But it also could undo rulings by state regulators that Duke must remove ash from many of its plants. Under the new bill, once new water supplies are in place and once Duke shows it has repaired leaking coal ash basins, the state could lower ratings for basins to low risk. Then Duke could leave ash where it is. Coal ash is what's left after burning coal. Duke stores it in ponds and landfills at its plants, where it can leach toxic heavy metals into groundwater. Duke says it can't meet deadlines in the 2014 law and argues that removing coal ash would be too expensive. Environmental groups are criticizing the new bill, calling it a betrayal and a sweetheart deal for Duke. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.